Off to our top story for this half hour. Bomb blasts has killed at least 33 people and wounded dozens of others in the central Yemeni city of Ib. The attack targeted a cultural center where a group of Ansarullah fighters were preparing to celebrate the birth anniversary of Prophet Muhammad. Security sources say the governor of Ib province survived the blast. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but the Al-Qaeda group in Yemen has targeted the Shia Houthi Ansarullah movement in the past. Our correspondent Yusuf Maudi joins us now from the Yemeni capital Sana'a with more.
Yes, well, this was another similar attack to that which we have seen being waged against Houthi positions, against Houthi events, and apparently this was another person who was strapped with a vest packed with explosives who made his way into this commemoration event for the birth of Prophet Muhammad. An event which was held by the Ib governor, and apparently he made his way into the crowd and self-detonated, killing at least 33 people and injuring dozens of Houthi supporters. This attack has not yet been, no one has yet taken responsibility for it. However, due to its nature, AQAP, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, will most likely take up responsibility for this attack. As they have throughout this year, and these attacks against the Houthi fighters and against Houthi supporters have continued ever since the Houthis made their way into the province of Ib a few months back, and they managed to take over the province of Sana'a and also many other provinces in the central part of the country. Of course, as you remember, Al-Qaeda allowed to get revenge and to carry out attacks against Houthi positions ever since Ansarullah, the Houthi fighters, drove them out from their strongholds, provinces like Al-Bayda and Ib, where Al-Qaeda was, which was considered to be Al-Qaeda's hotbed. Now, this was actually the second deadliest attack which we have seen this year. The last one was in September, which killed 50 Houthi supporters who were taking part in a demonstration here in the capital, Sana'a. And it seems that although the Houthis have managed to drive out Al-Qaeda from their strongholds, for the most part, they have failed to stop Al-Qaeda from carrying out these perpetual attacks, which continue to target Houthi positions throughout the country, and especially here in the capital, Sana'a, where we have seen bomb attacks against the compound of Houthi officials here in the capital, Sana'a. And again, this is something which we witnessed here in Yemen every week, ever since the Houthis managed to take over Sana'a and ultimately expand their presence throughout the country. Al-Qaeda said that it will wage a series of attacks against Houthi positions, and ultimately they basically declared war against the Houthis, and this is something which is taking place in the north province of Al-Hab, in the north province of Ma'arif, and also here in the capital Sana'a. According to Houthi officials, Al-Qaeda militants, they continue to operate with the help of a Yemeni tribesmen in these rural areas of the country. So we can expect to see the Houthis continue their campaign to disarm Al-Qaeda. And on the other hand, we can expect to see Al-Qaeda conduct more operations against Houthi positions.
Thank you very much, Yusuf Maudi, our correspondent, joining us from Sana'a.